This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Jeremiah the prophet demonstrated a character trait every true servant of God needs: tenacity. As you read Jeremiah chapters 36 through 39, you'll find him dictating a message for the king that no king would want to hear. It was first read by Baruch at the temple. Those who heard him thought it should be passed on to higher officials. They in turn felt it should be taken to the king. As he heard it read, he threw it page by page into a fire. When Jeremiah was told, he dictated the same message to Baruch again, this time adding a postscript. For doing this, Jeremiah was put in prison and later lowered into a muddy cistern. But no matter what persecution he encountered, he tenaciously kept on faithfully proclaiming God's message to his people. God protected him and reassured him. At just the right time, there was someone who intervened in his behalf. Even when taken from Jerusalem with many other Jews to be exiled, the commander of the guard found him and freed him to go back to Jerusalem or wherever he chose to go. This reminded me of the Proverbs we studied earlier this year. The man of integrity walks securely, and when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him. When doing God's will, you'll often be opposed by God's enemies. You might even be questioned and abandoned by God's people. God, however, will care for and keep you, so serve him tenaciously by faith. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.